Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. Now, you're very welcome here, whether you're listening live or catching an archived version of the show. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And whenever you're tuning in, it doesn't matter how you found us, I think you're here for a reason. So I hope something that you hear in the next hour strikes your curiosity, gives you a new perspective, and helps you move forward. So, what is creativity? Really? Is it something best left to kids messing around with paint or fooling around with musical instruments, spending hours playing with your friends? My younger son and his friend spent most of last weekend creating a truly strange and wonderful zombie film. They acted out all the parts, except for the neighbor's cat, who did appear in one scene as the victim of a zombie attack. I'm not sure the cat will ever be the same again. The boys took turns filming each other on our little video camera, and then they spent time here in my office editing it to get it just the way they wanted it. Every child is an artist. The problem is staying an artist when you grow up. That's what Picasso said. Every child's an artist. The problem is staying an artist when you grow up. When we're adults, living in what we sort of laughingly call the real world, what's the relationship between creativity, imagination, energy, and our spiritual journey? My guest on today's show is artist and healer Beth Budesheim. She's going to share how we can tap into our creativity for self-care and nurturing, and how art can help evoke our inner wisdom. I'll introduce you to Beth in just a minute, but first, if you are in the Chicagoland area, or if you can get there, will you join me at the Lightworkers Conference September 21st through 23rd? I'm the opening night speaker. I cannot wait. The whole weekend's full of great music, fabulous teaching, and honestly, a ton of fun. There's more information at lightworkersconference.com, and I'll be available for in-person intuitive sessions that weekend. So if you're curious about what I look like in real life, that's your chance to find out. And if you zip over to fogcitypsychic.com, just go click on everything. Registration's open for the next session of the online Psychic Development Intensive. There's free audio there. There's all kinds of stuff. Find out what's coming up next on the show. And if you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, you want to connect with me, you can do that through fogcitypsychic.com too. And now, artist, healing practitioner, and intuitive guide Beth Budesheim has inspired many with her art, and she's helping people all over the world connect more consciously with their inner light, authentic being, creative expression, and their possibilities. Beth offers intuitive reading and healing sessions, intuitive painting commissions. How cool is that? And she's the creator of art rituals. Beth's goal is to help you deepen your connection to your inner wisdom, your path, and your authentic uniqueness. You can find out more about Beth and her work at paintedjourneys.com. Beth, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Hi, thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me here today. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you're here. Were you a creative kid? Did you make zombie movies and torture the neighbor's cat, or were you creative?
I was creative, and I love that story about your children. I'm pretty passionate about kids having that ability to explore their creativity and to be supported and encouraged to create and play in that way. it really supports them knowing themselves. You know, when you create something, it's a reflection back to yourself, and it's like, wow, look what I was able to create and accomplish. And I think that's really powerful. So then you can bring that into anything else in your life, any other area of your life. You know, that sense of what it feels like to really feel that flow within you and go with that and apply that to something else, you know, in your life, whether it be something you want to create or manifest or a challenge. It's like if you have that experience of completion, of creation, it's really empowering and important.
And it also, I think, helps kids, especially kids who are school age. My son, who was working on the film, is 9 now. And when kids get to be about that age, that's kind of the age where kids start swallowing their imagination a little bit, where it starts to be important that you're like everybody else, you know. And I really want to raise him with that sense that keeping your imagination lively, being a little bit strange, seeing things in a different way than other people do, that's okay, that's good. We welcome that.
Yeah. Because don't you think imagination is so connected with intuition? Mm-hmm. And so them staying connected with that is being connected with their own intuition, bringing out their uniquely who they are.
Right.
Yeah.
As we sort of transition to adulthood, how can we keep our imagination alive? How can we sort of keep our dreams alive as we move into the grown-up world?
It seems to me that as an adult, a lot of it is giving yourself permission to, you know, and just acknowledging, yes, this is important. I'm going to give myself permission to play and to imagine and to take this moment to, you know, create something.
Do you think we can forget how?
Sorry, that we can what?
You think we forget how, though? You think we forget?
I think the way that the world is structured, you kind of have to create your own space for it. Make sure that you kind of nudge the work aside, nudge this aside so that you create that little bit of open space, you know, or a lot of open space in the moment for that, for yourself.
Right. It's a gift to yourself, isn't it? It's a gift to yourself on your path to make that space, to create that portal for creativity.
It is.
Right.
It is.
Now, the act of creating, you've said, is something that can be really profound. What are some examples of what we can create? Because it doesn't just mean bake an amazing pie or make a sculpture. What are some examples of the way that we can create things that then nurture us in our own lives?
Yeah, I do think it's really profound. Like we were talking about that sense of that you did it, that it has a beginning and an end in a sense, and so you experience what creation is like. You know, creating something is really can be profound just on that level. You know, and I do think baking a pie can be a really beautiful way to experience your creativity. You know, just in the past year, I've realized myself how much cooking really relaxes me. And it's a different creative arena, but it's part of that nurturing, recognizing the things that nurture you. So yeah, your creativity could be all sorts of things, from baking to, you know, creating that just fun film that you don't even know what the point is, but you just feel inspired and you just go with it. Writing.
Mm-hmm.
Anything, I think, where you're kind of tapping into that intuitive flow or an inspiration, something that feels fun and playful or that you're inspired to, or something from a different realm. If you're like the type of person that has powerful dreams or visions or experiences with energy, which happened to me when I started exploring energy medicine, both receiving and then starting to do classes, I would have these amazing visions of energy, which was really profound for me, just showed me a part of myself that I hadn't been connected to. And so I started bringing that into art. So, yeah, wherever that comes from for you. Mm-hmm. And it's fun to experiment and play with it, try different things.
And I love that. I love that sense of play. That is often when we drop into fear. A lot of people are having tough times right now. I'm talking with a lot of people who are feeling stuck, who are feeling scared, who are looking for ways to feel better, and reconnecting with that sense of play, with that sense of permission, that you are allowed now to do something that is fun, that makes you feel good, that taps into maybe a part of your brain you're not used to working with.
Right. And I think, like you were talking about getting unstuck and moving into possibilities, it's kind of coming at things from a different direction, the creative space, the playful space, the creating art space. It really can get things moving in a way you might not expect. It can be kind of surprising.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a shift that happens, isn't there? I had about 1,000 years ago, somebody gave me a copy of Drawing on the Right Side of the Brain. And I really tried to, you know, work those exercises. And I honestly could feel that shift. And I think when we move into our creative side, which we're not always using, there's like a feeling of a shift. You're coming at problems from a different angle. You've got a different perspective.
Yes. And by the way, that's a really good book for anyone who wants to play around with drawing. That was one of my first introductions to creating art, was that same book, Drawing on the Right Side of the Brain. It's great, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I started that book before I ever even went to art school, and it taught me more than some of my art classes. So, yes, everyone, Drawing on the Right Side of the Brain.
That's a great, I can't remember who wrote it, Betty somebody. Just go and
I don't remember either.
One of the best exercises in that book, at least for me, because I thought I could draw because I couldn't make things look like the way I thought. One of the way I thought they should look. One of the best exercises in there was drawing upside down, taking something, turning it upside down, and then trying to draw it that way. And that just rocked my world in terms of opening up.
Yes, exactly.
So that's wonderful. Well, you are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is artist and healer Beth Budesheim. We're talking about creativity, imagination, imagery, and energy. And you can find out more about Beth and her work at paintedjourneys.com. We'll be right back after this.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. I've always said a lot of the interesting stuff on this show happens off the air. We've been trying to fool with my mic settings so that my sound quality is a little more consistent. So bear with any inconsistencies. Think of that as the irregularity that makes something special, right? The difference between something that's created with love, created by hand, created kind of intuitively. It may have some rough edges. There may be some dropouts. So just go with it. I'm going with it. My guest on today's show is Beth Budesheim. You can find out more about Beth and her work at paintedjourneys.com. And we're talking about, oh my gosh, everything, art, creativity, energy, imagery, and more. Beth, welcome back.
Thank you.
I have heard you say that imagery is energy. What on earth does that mean?
Yeah. Sorry. You know, I think all of everything has energy. So, you know, a tree has a certain kind of energy. My cat next to me has a certain energy. So everything has energy. So art is another thing, you know, brought into form that holds an energy. So, you know, different colors have different energies. And, you know, when you're doing energy medicine and connecting in with that realm, different colors, you know, relate to different chakras. They have different sort of healing. They're a different vibration. So if you bring that into imagery, with even if it's just visual and you're just visioning it, visualizing, or bringing it into art and drawing it, creating it, it's holding a certain energy. You know, a triangle has a different feel, a different effect on your body and your energy field and your consciousness than, you know, a star does. It's really intriguing, and it's something you can intuitively experiment with and feel.
And so when you say imagery, are you talking about only things that I can see with my eyes?
I think so. yeah, imagery. I'm trying to think of, I'm not sure how that would be other than seeing, but I'm such a visual person, you know, the clairvoyant and all that. So for me, yeah, that's kind of what I'm speaking of, is the either seeing with your inner eye, with your inner vision, or seeing outside of you in the physical.
Yes, and I think that's where I was going with that question, because when I think of imagery, I think that an image is not only something I can look at it and say, okay, this is a picture of Beth's face, but there's more to it. It is not only like a two-dimensional image of your face. There is more to it. I can get more from it, that an image can maybe capture or evoke some of the energy of its subject.
Mm-hmm. It does. The artwork that you put in your home, you know, it's giving off energy beyond, you know, what you may see. But they're intimately connected too, I believe.
I know that one of the things you do as an artist, and if you guys go over to paintedjourneys.com, there's a place where you can look at Beth's work, see some of her paintings, beautiful things, mandalas, and goddess paint, just gorgeous stuff, beautiful stuff. And the paintings that you create, Beth, what kind of sparks you? What gives you the inspiration to create what you do?
Well, because I believe imagery is so powerful, I've always wanted to put my intention towards creating art and imagery that is healing and that lifts people up. And I've always avoided, you know, any sort of troubling sort of imagery, because, you know, who wants to be around that in their house? So for me, it's healing to create healing images, and my hope is that then the viewers also feel that and benefit from any positive intentions and energy that comes from that. But I was really sparked by energy work and my own inner processes. You know, back when I first started exploring that within myself, energy medicine and healing, the imagery was so amazing, and it was really powerful for me, because I had spent a lot of my life feeling, you know, really small and like struggling with that feeling small and unseen. And to start tapping into that part, that energy part of ourselves that's so expansive and filled with light, it was like, whoa, wait a minute, that's me, you know. And all of you have that within you, you know, that amazing, expansive, you know, spirit. So I was like incredibly inspired by that, and I wanted to document it in a way. And so a lot of my early paintings are related to experiences with that.
I know that I read, I think it was on your website, that I read that you were the little kid doing yoga in the conservative Southern Baptist family, that you were tapping into that energy at a really early age.
Yeah. Back PBS show, I think it was called Yoga and You.
It's Lilius Yoga and You. Yeah. Oh my goodness, you and I must be about the same age. That's great.
Yeah. Great memories, like, Mom, please bring the TV into my room. It's time for yoga, you know. And I don't, this is not, I don't, didn't come from anything in my family, you know. So I truly believe we can be born with these things, like, in our souls and in our past lives coming through, because no one in my family did yoga. So, yeah, little five-year-old sitting on my bed doing yoga and spending time outdoors trying to heal little birds and things like that. So yeah, it was not, myself wasn't reflected back to me really from my nuclear family. So I began finding that later with art and energy medicine and the people that I connected in with, you know, in that realm.
That's wonderful, because it is so important to have a mirror that not just shows you who you are, but who you can be. And sometimes if you grow up in a family of origin where those possibilities aren't maybe acknowledged or not seen, it is really important to surround yourself with a supportive community so that you get a better reflection. You can see more possibility.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So did you, the way you made it sound was like you went to art school a little bit later in your life. Is that right?
I did. I was a biology major. at first, and it wasn't working so well for me. It's okay. I still like biology a lot. But a friend saw some of my artwork, and she said, "Why aren't you going to art school?" And I was like, "What?" I hadn't even never considered that as a possibility. It just had never been, you know, I don't know. I didn't know that that was an option for me. I just hadn't acknowledged that or even thought I could explore something, you know, so untraditional as far as my family was concerned, you know. So, yeah, after a couple years in biology, I switched over to art school.
I tried to be an English major, and it lasted about an hour and a half because what I really wanted to do was be a theater major. And the sense of being in the right place when I shifted, when I was finally doing what I was supposed to do, was what it's a wonderful relief. So did you feel happy leaving biology behind?
I felt, you know, I felt nervous at first, and then it was really fun. It was like, oh my gosh, I get to play with paint. Cool. So I think it fueled me. I think it was a good move.
Right. And you went on and trained as a nurse also, is that right?
I did. I was actually really wanted to pursue energy healing, and I went to nursing school to have a real job to finance my true pursuits, the energy healing. So eventually, while I was nursing, I started massage school and started doing more energy healing workshops and things like that.
Wow. So, I mean, you have everything. You have creative inspiration. You have creating things through creating paintings. You've got hands-on body work. You have energy medicine. You're a one-stop shop.
Well, you know, I think it was last year, this affirmation came to me because I do a lot of different things. And this is if any of other people out there are kind of find themselves doing this as well, maybe spreading too thin even. This is a good affirmation, and it's just because I can do something doesn't mean I should. So, I love having a variety of things to do, and I've learned though in the past year to really be real clear though on not spreading myself too thin and just what I really want and kind of condensing the energy, you know, so that it's really where it needs to be and not spread too thin, you know.
Wonderful.
But yeah, I love the variety and I love blending them into my work with people.
Wonderful. Well, one of the things that I can do and I should do is we need to go to a break. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is artist and healer Beth Budesheim. She's an intuitive guide. She's an energy worker. So much going on. Find out more about her at paintedjourneys.com, and we'll be right back after this.
Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex, as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Do you feel that somehow there should be more to life? Would you like to navigate through life so that you can more easily find your way to greater joy, ease, and abundance? Join Transformation Talk Radio hosts Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz on Saturday, September 15th in Seattle for Authenticity Rising, 5 fun steps to true empowerment. For more information about this one-day workshop, visit AuthenticityRising.com. That's AuthenticityRising.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. I'm dancing my little in between the breaks dance. My guest is Beth Budesheim. She is an artist, an intuitive, a healer. There's a lot more about her. You can see images that she's created at paintedjourneys.com. And Beth, before we went to the break, we were talking a little bit about we started talking about affirmation. You were saying that you were working on the affirmation, just because I can do something doesn't mean I should. This is a good one for me too, because I like to have a lot of things going. Is there a way that we can use images to help help us focus on affirmations, focus our intentions, to give us kind of a clearer path, to be a portal toward that higher kind of knowledge of ourselves?
Yes, definitely. I think it can be really, really powerful. The imagery, you know, it's a different space than just using the words, which are really, really powerful as well. But to have that along with an image that you can bring to your mind and kind of soak into your energy and your body can really help you focus even more, you know, with that affirmation.
Are there, you had talked a little bit about the resonance of color as well. Is there a way to combine sort of image and color, and does that energy help us focus?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, what I would suggest is, like, let's say you have something going on in your life. I would trust your intuition as far as, okay, what color do I feel cleanses this or connects with this affirmation that, you know, that I'm working with? Like, say, You want to feel more confident. There's colors that are associated with that, like, you know, perhaps a solar plexus color, yellow, you know, to support you with that confidence. But I also believe in trusting your intuition with what comes for you specifically. You know, things can be more complex and deep. It takes it to a deeper level when you allow that to blossom more, just with your own intuition. You can look for images that you feel that from, that someone else has created, or you can create your own, and they can both be really powerful. You know, the healing mandalas that I have, that I created, came from when I was experiencing a broken heart. And yeah, they were really personal, and there's about 15 of them, I think. And there's all different aspects, you know, that came up for me with this broken heart that I was experiencing. There was this sense of, you know, needing to cleanse and, like, rebirth my heart. So there's a mandala that I would sit and I would pray, you know, this is what I'm seeking, is kind of this heart rebirthing. You know, what image, what symbol, what shapes, what colors do I sense that come to me to support that? There's another one. I wanted to kind of let go of the sadness and bring joy and feel joy. You know, and I want to say, I think it's important to feel your feelings, you know, yeah. Definitely. So it wasn't really about not feeling what I was feeling, but it was about, like you talked about in the beginning, getting unstuck and moving into possibilities and using imagery to support that movement, the healing, not resisting or ignoring anything, but, you know, processing, you know, healing.
Right. And when I look at those, you can see examples of those healing mandalas on Beth's site at paintedjourneys.com. When I was looking at those earlier today, when I look at those intuitively, Beth, they're moving. I don't see those as like static images. When I see them through my my spidey sense, right? when I do my little drawing on the right side of the brain shift, there, those are moving. They're alive. Is that? Do you see that too, or do I need to go and seek professional help?
I love that, and I love spidey sense. That's awesome. I've had other, the other person who has mentioned that to me, she was an intuitive also, and she said my images move. And this is my theory on that, is that I'm not stuck in perfection. So when I paint, I allow imperfection, and imperfection has movement. So, like, you know, maybe the circle is not a perfect circle. If it was a perfect circle, it doesn't move. And, you know, my images, I don't try to force things into being perfect. And that's really is part of where the movement comes from. I think there's also the energy. And I think that the energy that I put into my work, it kind of pops off the canvas like this little three-dimensional thing that you're seeing.
Yes.
Little vibration. So that's my theory on it.
And I bet we all see it. I bet if everybody listening right now, like if we all went to the website, we all picked one thing to look at it, we all looked at it, I bet everybody would see something slightly different just mm-hmm. because of the way that none of us truly see the same thing when we look at anything. I mean, part of the power of, at least to me, as I think about the power of, especially, you know, art, is that it speaks to you wherever you are right now, right?
Right.
And wonderful art, living art, continues to speak to you even as you change.
Yes. Yeah. And I've learned a lot from what people share with me about what they see in my art, because everyone does see something different. And when you create, things come out of you from the unconscious that you're not always consciously aware of, but someone else may see it. So it's really cool. It's really cool to voice that what you see.
Is it ever hard for you? You were talking about creating images from your need for healing, from your, as part of your process of dealing with stuff in your life. When you create an image from that space, is it difficult to call it done or to release it, to let go of it?
What tends to happen is something will click and I know a piece is done. I don't know how else to describe it. It's just like, it's almost like I can tell more intuitive information wants to come through, or more of something wants to come through. And so keep creating until it's like, okay, yeah, the message is there. It's there. And then it's like this click. And then a lot of my pieces, because they come from that space, you know, I'll hold on to them for a while. Like, this isn't for sale yet, but in 2 years it might be, you know. So, yeah.
And that's, I was sort of wondering that. I was imagining, you know, your closet where you go and you open it up and there are the things that are still cooking, that you're still, you know what I mean? Maybe they're finished, but they're not ready. You know, the world is not yet ready to see them, because they still are very personally linked for you. And I don't know if this is true, but maybe when you let go of them, then it they can kind of go and do their magic for other people because you release them.
Yeah. I always feel really good about when they're in some, you know, go to somebody else. It feels good that energy is going to then be blessing them, hopefully, you know, in some way. So.
Right. Now, do you have, I know that your work's been featured in magazines. I know you do personal commissions for people. What are some of the other places where your art has gone?
Let's see, the magazines and the commissions. I donated a piece recently to Phase Light, which is a nonprofit in Chicago. They do treatments for cancer patients. It's a really cool nonprofit, really beautiful. Where else? Gosh. You know, I haven't done a lot of gallery shows, but I've done a couple, and I've done a lot of health fairs, like wellness fairs, metaphysical fairs where I show my work.
Oh, very interesting. That's sometimes in those venues where you will find a lot of people standing around a certain piece. Have you found that you'll take maybe several pieces to a show and there'll be one that people gravitate to?
Well, you know, the coolest thing that ever happened at a show was, you know, I had my artwork up, which creates kind of like a little room, you know, with all the walls have your artwork on it. And it's wild, like, to have your artwork up around you. It's like your energy coming back at you, and it's like, wow. And I had this woman come into that space, and she started crying after she was looking at this piece, and she started crying, and she had been a cancer patient, and the artwork just really had a profound effect on her, and it was like so humbling, and I was so grateful and touched, and, you know, kind of really surprised. I was like, whoa, what's going on? But it's an experience that I remember that's just really just, I can feel my heart right now just really warming up, that it could cause such a release and reaction from somebody, and the fact that she was struggling and the artwork somehow brought her, you know, it was like it reminded her of her inner light and of possibilities, which I paint a lot about, you know, it's about possibilities. So it was really beautiful.
Wonderful. Well, you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Beth Budesheim, and we'll be right back after this.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high.
high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks. Powerful, inspiring. They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. I'm having Captain and Tennille memories. You know, that's from the same album that has Muskrat Love on it. And that's just taken me to a whole different place with the focus of the show and this interview in general. So thanks for the Captain and Tennille. My guest today is Beth Budesheim. She is an intuitive. She is an energy healer. She is an artist, creating works of great power, healing power, of great impact. Beth, I know you have a special offer for the people who are listening today, and now I want to know what it is. What's the special offer?
I do. And I want to say one thing first, if that's okay, because I don't want to go by without this being said, which is, you know, some people listening, I don't know, you may be thinking, yeah, but I can't draw or I can't paint, so, but I want to really encourage you to explore that without judgment. And, you know, because when you create, it reflects your own energy back to you, it's really an exercise in self-love, appreciating your creativity, is a really powerful act of self-love. So I want to invite you to approach it that way. And if you want a guided art class, you know, I have these art rituals available, so you can look that up on my website. But it's a great act of self-love.
And I think some of us who didn't have that mirror that you were talking about, who didn't, who got used to having something reflected back to us that wasn't sort of favorable to us, like you're not seen, you're not valued, what are you doing, you wacko, you know, straighten up and fly right.
Right.
It can be hard to open up to that creativity because we're afraid to let go. Because what if what we make, you know, isn't good? Which is kind of, you've lost the point of the exercise then.
Right, right. It takes practice, and I know what it feels like. Even great artists, you know, they'll be like, this sucks. I've painted things, I'm like, this sucks, and I'll wipe it all off or something, and then a day later, I'm like, why did I do that?
Oh, no.
It hasn't happened in a while, but it's happened in the past. So, you know, things don't always look good in the beginning either. So just keep going with it. So the special offer,
yes,
that I want to offer everybody, you know, I have these intuitive commissions that I do, and they're pretty intensive. So recently I've developed a different sort of intuitive commission that takes me much less time, that's a little simpler, and I want to invite you to experience that. It's called a power symbol drawing. What I do is connect in with your energy, and I intuitively watch and observe and invite a symbol and imagery to come for you that's going to be really supportive of you at this time. So what I want to offer you is half off price on those. And it's not even up on my website. I just started doing these and been experimenting, you know, with it, and people are really liking them. So it'll be up on my website soon, and I'm going to want to offer you half off the price.
Wow.
So if you will email me and just say I'm interested in that, the half off, you know, power symbol drawing, when that's available, you know, then I will send you the information and you can get one.
Okay, that's very cool. And people can also on your website, if you go to paintedjourneys.com, you can sign up for Beth's newsletter, and there's some free stuff that comes to you right away, right?
Exactly, yeah.
All right, so that's great. So go to the website, look through everything, email her, let her know you're interested in half off the power symbol drawing, and get, there are, it's, this says right here, there's a guided journey available to you. There are free two affirmation images available to you when you sign up at paintedjourneys.com. Now, you also do something, I know we've talked a little bit about energy medicine, about your work as a healer. You do something called the Chakra Intuitive Intensive. What is that?
Yeah, the Chakra Intuitive Intensive brings together all of this. There's even art that we do in there. You can be wherever you live. It doesn't matter. It's done by video and email and phone. And it's a way to really deepen your knowing and your experience of your own energy and your own chakras. And they're gifts and blessings for you. There's healing and clearing and expansion for you of your well-being that this program, that's what it's for. It takes place over the next 5 months. The last day to sign up would be the 16th, so it's real soon, but there are a few spots left, and it includes 4 in-depth one-on-one sessions with me.
Wow. And that's to look at, that's intuitive. That's getting insight intuitively and also some energy healing.
Yeah, exactly. Your one-on-one sessions will include energy work and intuitive messages. And then you get these really cool chakra packages also. I send you the chakra oils and other tools. So we really kind of come at things from different directions. You're going to do some art. You're going to get the healing sessions. You're going to work with some movement and mudras on your own. And yeah, so it's pretty in depth, and it's really fun. You can read on their testimonials of what people have said about it, their experience.
Very cool. So that's at paintedjourneys.com. You can get information about art rituals, about the power symbol drawing, about, you also do something called energy goddess portraits. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the goddess energy portrait.
Goddess energy.
Yeah, that is one of the more in-depth intuitive commissions that I do. It's kind of connecting everyday women with their goddess energy and their goddess self. And, you know, I started tapping into this when I was connecting with my own energy. And then I'm like, wow, I can do this for other people and show them how, this amazingness that they are.
That's a big part of your work, isn't it? Is kind of opening that door, not just to creativity, but to healing, to connection, to light, like capital L, light.
Yeah, light is a really big part of it. Light possibilities, yeah.
What would you say to somebody listening right now, and we're just about at the end, but what would you say to somebody who says they don't have a creative bone in their body? They're done now. They're stuck, and they want to lie face down on the bed and eat, you know, Kit Kats until it's over. What would you tell them to do to kind of jumpstart their creativity?
Find what might inspire you. Just start with something. Maybe it's dancing, moving around, dancing, even doodling. You know, I love doodling. Do whatever you like to just doodle when you're not even thinking about it. And start playing with that. You know, everybody's creative. You are creative. It's part of just what being human is, I believe. So it doesn't have to look like anything in particular. It's what feels fun, what feels playful, what feels like it's coming through you, that feels good, that feels good in your body and in your bones.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much, and thank you for focusing on that energy of play, of openness, of receptivity. Beth, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was really fun.
It was fun, wasn't it? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for being here. That was Beth Budasimon. You can find out more about Beth and her work at paintedjourneys.com. There's a lot of great stuff to look at on that site, so it's highly recommended. That's all the time that we have for today, and you can go over to fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything. Check out lightworkersconference.com to get more details about my weekend, September 21 to 23 in Chicagoland. That's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.